The Chapel of Saint Victoria. Next to the Church of the Convent of San Telmo, which is now the Town Auditorium, this chapel that you can see was built in the 18th century for the body of Saint Victoria, the Virgin that this chapel is named after. Her body was kept miraculously intact after she died, together with other bodies of saints which were preserved in the catacombs of a cemetery in Rome. The saint's body was given to the town of Vinaros in 1785, thanks to the monk Raphael La Sala, who was born here and who asked Pope Pius VI for the body. His wish was kindly granted. On the 19th of January 1785, Saint Victoria's body was put on a ship in the River Tiber in Rome, and after passing Genoa and Barcelona, arrived at the beach of Vinaros. Once there, it was carried on the shoulders of six Augustinian monks to the home of Juan Bautista La Sala, where it stayed until it was moved to San Telmo Church. At that time, this chapel still hadn't been built. The people of Vinaros were very happy to have the saint's body in their town. In fact, feasts were held in her honour, which lasted no more and no less than 9 days. The year after that, they decided that it would be a good idea to build a chapel next to the church in which to keep Saint Victoria's body, and that's what they did. On the 21st of August 1788, the temple was finished and the saint's body was placed inside it. The women who were devoted to Saint Victoria had the custom of congratulating Queen Victoria Eugenia of Battenberg, wife of King Alfonso VIII, every year on her name day. The Queen thanked them for this by giving them money so that they could decorate the saint's altar. Saint Victoria's body was worshipped in this way until the Spanish Civil War broke out in 1936, and many religious objects disappeared and were destroyed, such as the saint's body. If you look carefully, engraved above the main door, you can see the year in which this beautiful chapel, designed by Vinaros architect and monk Pedro Gonel, was completed. Ah, and above the door you will see that there is a space with tiles in it, on which Saint Victoria herself is represented. As you can imagine, a lot of time has passed since it was built, so the chapel had to be restored in 2019. During the restoration work, some beautiful paintings from the 18th century were discovered, hidden under layers of white paint. Similar paintings were found in the Archpriest Church of the Assumption. Luckily, thanks to this work, we can now see the original colours of the paintings. We know that paintings of this kind could be hidden on the walls of some houses around the chapel, and that all of them were done by descendants of the Italian painters who decorated the famous monastery of El Escorial. This was a time when these painters wanted to return to their country, Italy, and so, to be able to pay for their journey home, they did paintings of this kind as they travelled along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. By the way, during the restoration process, works of art were discovered inside the chapel from the year 1830, which revealed that the temple was also used at that time as a nursery school. Can you imagine what it would be like to have lessons here? What's more, part of the original ceramic floor from the 19th century was recovered. It was made in Onda, not far from here. Luckily, enough pieces of this floor were able to be rescued to be able to make a new one with the original design from that period. Thanks to this restoration work, this chapel can now be used to do exhibitions, talks, or even small concerts.